Chapter 6. A Good Night's Work. It was midnight in the Langleys' house. Alison and the children were home again. They didn't want to be in the same house as the strange Dr. Bean, but the children had to go to school. David was asleep in the sitting room. Alison was very angry with him and didn't want him in the bedroom. Mr. Bean couldn't sleep. He was very unhappy. He sat in the kitchen. He thought and thought.
"David will lose his job now," he thought sadly.
At 1 o'clock, Kevin walked into the kitchen. He looked sleepy.
"Hi, Beanie."
"Oh, hello, Kevin. Why aren't you in bed?"
"I couldn't sleep. I can't stop thinking about beautiful women with no clothes on. And you?" said Kevin.
"I can't stop thinking about Whistler's mother," answered Mr. Bean.
"Whistler's mother? Boring! Come up to my room, Beanie," said Kevin. "I've got a great poster of Cindy Crawford up there. She's better than old Whistler's mother."
Then he got a glass of milk and some chocolate cake.
"See you in the morning, Beanie."
Kevin went back to bed, but Mr. Bean sat at the kitchen table. He started thinking again. A poster of Cindy Crawford. Really, young people today.
"Wait a minute," he thought.
Mr. Bean suddenly had an idea. Another wonderful Mr. Bean idea. He stood up quickly and found a large bag in a cupboard. First, he ran out of the kitchen and into the bathroom with the bag in his hands. Then he went quietly into Alison's bedroom, then into the kitchen again, and then into the garage. After 10 minutes, the bag was very heavy. There was a hairdryer in it, a bicycle light, some eggs, some small bottles, and a lot of other things. Next, Mr. Bean went into the sitting room.
"Now, where's David's card?" he thought. "I can't open the front door at the gallery without it."
He found the card in David's jacket and put it in the bag with the other things. Then Mr. Bean put on a black shirt, black jeans, and a black hat. He put the bag on his back and jumped onto Kevin's bicycle. Then he rode quickly out of the garage into the dark. 15 minutes later, Mr. Bean arrived at the Grierson Gallery. He opened the front door with David's card and walked quietly into the building. It was 2 o'clock in the morning. Nobody saw him.
"Now, where's the gallery shop?" he thought.
He found the shop on the second floor. He carefully opened the door and went in.
"Great,"
he thought when he saw a big poster of Whistler's mother. He put the poster in his bag. He then found the room with the famous painting, the painting of Whistler's mother with the funny face. He put his bag down on the floor.
"Right, let's start work," he thought.
It was dark in the room. Mr. Bean took Kevin's bicycle light out of the bag and turned it on. Then he took out the poster of Whistler's mother. He looked at the poster and then at the famous painting on the wall.
"I've got to put a new surface on the poster," he thought. "Then it'll be the same as the painting."
He sat on the floor and slowly started painting a new surface onto the poster. He used the eggs from the Langleys' kitchen and things from Alison's bottles. It was a long, difficult job. After 2 hours, Mr. Bean stood up and looked at the poster.
"That's better,"
he said with a smile on his face. He took out the hairdryer from the bag and dried the new surface. Then he carefully took the famous painting off the wall. He put the poster with the new surface on the wall in the same place.
Nobody will know it's only a poster, he thought.
Then Mr. Bean put everything back in his bag. He carried the bag and the old painting with the funny face out of the room. Out in the street, Mr. Bean jumped onto Kevin's bicycle and rode back to the Langleys' house. It was 5 o'clock in the morning.
A good night's work, he thought when he got into bed. David will be happy now.